1.
In the simplest and most basic way, a meeting often defines a team, a group, or a unit. Those who are present engage with each other, and those who are absent miss out. Everyone is able to look around and perceive the whole group and sense the collective identity of which he or she forms a part. We all know who we are, whether we are on the board of Universal International, in the overseas sales department of an institution, or as members of the school management committee. A meeting is the place where a group revises, updates, and adds to the knowledge of the team. Every group creates its own pool of shared knowledge, experience, and judgment, but the pool consists only of what the individuals have experienced or discussed as a group, i.e., those things which every individual knows that the others in the group also know. This pool not only helps all members to do their jobs more intelligently, but it also greatly increases the speed and efficiency of the communications among them. An enormous amount of material can be left unsaid that would have to be explained to an outsider.